It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Here we are every week, just after 11 o'clock. We bring in rider great, Grey Cup champion, grillmaster extraordinaire, Belton Johnson. And today is no exception. Belton Johnson joining me by phone. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about the stuff there, Evan?
I'm good. I'm curious to know. I know you were headed to Cypress Hills last weekend, a little family vacation. Was that your first time to that part of the province?
That was my first time ever, and I won't say even my first time, but my family's first time ever going to that part of the province, and I don't think I ever seen trees that tall, Evan.
It's a beautiful part of Saskatchewan.
Oh, so it's gorgeous, man. And the one thing I had learned and found out was, I was at an area called Lookout Point. I think it's the second highest.
Right.
Elevation outside of the Rocky Mountains or something. So that, I thought that was pretty cool as well.
How was the weather while you were there?
The weather, we had a couple sunny days here there. It was being high up. It was maybe been a hair cooler, but I'm a big guy. I don't mind a little bit cool weather or anything. It was great.
Good stuff. Well, it was a bye week, so gave you the weekend to spend with family. I'm glad you had a great time. And Riders back in action tomorrow. Hamilton in town. What are your thoughts on this game, Belton?
Oh, man, I think this is going to be the game of games this week here, Evan. You got two great teams. Ticats, I believe they're, 6-3. The Riders are 7-1. The quarterback play should be amazing. Trevor Harris versus Bo Levi Mitchell. I'm expecting, some good scoring here. And, just 1 o'clock game. I don't know. Great weather. You can't beat any of it.
Yeah, it is setting up for a great afternoon of football. I said anyone who travels, and so many Rider fans spend a lot of time on the road getting to the game. So a 1 o'clock game is great that way. Give me your assessment of the matchup between Trevor Harris and Bo Levi Mitchell. I've heard of Jamie and Locker been talking about it on the Green Zone. How do you see these two quarterbacks? How do you compare them?
Well, Trevor Harris, he's both of them are pocket passers, right? And Trevor Harris, he's the guy that's completing passes. But what's impressed me a little bit more about Trevor Harris is, some of the deep shots he's taken this year where it's been like bang on, he throws it to the receiver while they're in stride, and next thing you know, it's touchdown for the Riders, right? And, I would say Bo Levi, he's similar in that instance. He is the CFL leader in passing. He's the CFL leader in touchdowns and everything. And the Ticats, they put up about 28, 29 points a game. So, they could be dynamic, especially with Kenny Lawler, who, if you know in the past, Kenny Lawler has – he's put it to the Riders, man. and he actually did it week two versus the Riders when the Riders were on the road in Hamilton.
Belton Johnson is my guest. So what are you thinking are the keys to success for the Riders to win tomorrow? What do they need to focus on? What needs to happen?
I think the Riders should focus on the run game. I'm a big trenches guy, right? And the Riders, A.J. Ouellette, they've been pretty solid on the ground running the ball. And don't know if you know or not, Evan, but the Hamilton Ticats defense, they rank 8th in offensive yards allowed. They've given up, 370-some yards a game. And, even versus the run, they've given up 102 yards. Well, to me, that bodes well for the Rider O. Like, get A.J. Ouellette, get him going, get those O-linemen going. O-line need to be road graders and make the holes there for running back.
Create some path. How do you expect the Riders' defense to match up against Bo Levi and the Ticats?
That's where I got a question mark. But they got to get pressure on Bo Levi Mitchell. It's going to be critical. I do think the Riders defensively, the front seven, they have been getting pressure on quarterbacks the past couple weeks here. And I think they, either rush by so that they can get one-on-one matchups. or bring a couple blitzes. Just to, with a quarterback like Bo Levi, you got to get him off rhythm. Mm-hmm. You cannot let him get in a rhythm and just pressure him.
Not to put any pressure on anyone in this game, but people are saying it potentially is a Grey Cup preview. So I guess we'll see. Green and white prognostications coming up at noon today. Belton, of course, people always love to hear what you think. Who's winning the game? What's the score?
And I had the Riders winning this, Evan, 37-31.
37, so a high-scoring game.
Oh, high scoring of, again, 1 o'clock. Great weather. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Good stuff. So your total then would be 68, Riders winning 37-31. I've said 34-27 win for the Riders. So, you know, I'm really not that far off of you. I know Greg Morgan this morning was close to that too. So a lot of optimism in our radio station that this is going to be a Rider win. I guess we'll see if it comes to fruition. Okay, Belton, it's time. Smoked and braised pulled beef sandwiches.
All right, let's get going here, Evan. We're going to get the smoker fired up to 275 degrees. And, you know, you heard me say it once, twice, Evan. If, you know, if it's below that 300 degrees, we're smoking things, right?
Right.
So, let's start by making a braising liquid. And I like to combine red wine, some brown sugar, Worcestershire sauce, Dijon mustard, a bit of balsamic vinegar, red chili pepper flakes. Get that all mixed up and just put it to the side there. The next thing we want to do, Evan, we want to coat the chuck roast with olive oil, and we're going to season every
nook and cranny
with our favorite rub seasoning and everything. So we got the chuck roast, we got it covered, we got it seasoned, and we're going to put it on the smoker. And we're going to just, you know, put it on that smoker, close the lid, and we're going to smoke it till it hits an internal temperature of about 165 to 170 degrees.
Okay.
Are you still with me?
Right here, buddy, right here.
All right. So we're smelling the smoke come off now. So once that internal temperature has hit 165, 170, we're going to remove it from the smoker and put it in a disposable aluminum pan. And do you remember those braising ingredients we had?
I do. In fact, I have a question for you from the text line. Lil texted in, said, does it matter what kind of red wine you use?
No. I don't use it, drinks whatever, and I cook with whatever type of red wine. So
doesn't have to be an expensive bottle is your point.
No. Okay. It doesn't have to be. No.
All right. Well, thanks for taking Lil's question. Back to the recipe.
Wait, say the expensive wine for drinking, right? And again, we have the roasting. We put it in a disposable aluminum pan, and that braising ingredients that I spoke of earlier.
Yep.
We're going to pour it all over that roast, and we're going to cover that roast with aluminum foil and put it back on the smoker.
Okay.
And we're going to smoke it until it hits an internal temperature of about 200 to 210 degrees.
Okay. How long do you think that'll take?
210. It'll probably take anywhere from 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
And so once that's done, we're going to remove that aluminum pan, you know, with the braising liquids and the chuck roast. We're going to remove that, and we're going to let it rest covered. Keep it covered. Don't uncover the aluminum foil there. Let it rest for about 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, we're going to pull the beef and those braising liquids and everything, and all that those juices from the braising liquids just going to absorb in that meat. Next thing we want to do, Evan, we're going to place the pulled beef on a bun, and I like to top it with banana peppers, some bit of barbecue sauce, some coleslaw. Guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Yes, it is. You can taste it just the way you described it. I love it. This is a good one. This is one that'll be popular, I'm sure. People always asking for the recipe. Will you throw it up on your social media?
Absolutely. I'll get it put up here right after the show here.
Good stuff. Well, Belton, we always appreciate having you on the show. Thanks for your Rider win prognostication, and we look forward to catching you, Jamie, and Daryl on the pregame and postgame Green Zone show tomorrow.
Sounds good there, Evan. Have a good one.
All right, have a good one. Belton Johnson, and it's Eatin' Time here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.